Okay, so no, let me just refill me. Let me just re-drip my dripper. Re-puff me puffer.
Rewank the wanker.
Jamie, stop. Honestly, see, you know, since like Destiny failed to live up to any of its hype, you've been insufferable.
Alan, at this moment in time, I will walk to Edinburgh and I will cut you.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. You're so mad. Like,
it's not. It's not his. It's my life.
It's not his fault. Bungie made a shit game.
She's done you,
Sarah. How many hours have you put into Destiny?
I'm joking.
Then take your non-opinion and cram it.
Listen, Jamie, every dog has to be put out to pasture now and again and just put out of it. It's Destiny's time.
Bungie is
old yeller.
you should do the honours, Jamie.
You should take Bungie out to a field.
let him have a nice day first, but then, you know.
Just stroke the rabbit, Bungie.
Take him out back with Pa's shotgun.
Don't worry. Everything's fine, because don't forget, you lot have got to sleep in a room with me, and you'll wake up to find I've taken an ear.
Stick to Endless Podcast, 7 out of 10.
Here we go. What episode number are we on?
Wank.
Welcome, test subjects, to the Stick Twiddlers podcast. We hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Stick Twiddlers podcast episode Oakenheart. I'm your host Al, and I'm joined by, according to the gangster name generator, Sarah Whipped Mint Flavor Dyer.
Hello.
Whipped mint flavor.
Yeah, flavor spelt as in like flavor flav. Like,
I like how last week it was rap names, and now it's gangster names. Is it just all gone tits up for our hip hop career?
I reckon so. Yeah.
We're selling drugs. We were selling drugs on the side, but then that ruined our hip hop career. So now we have to just sell drugs full time.
The game ate us. The game ate us up, guys.
What have we done?
Oh shit, I've just spilled water all down myself. That's not very thug.
And that was Ben Dank Ass Grabber Cordell.
Dank Ass Grabber?
Yeah, Dank Ass is hyphenated.
It was one time, Alan.
And bring it to the rear, we've got Jamie, played out monkey smuggler, McClellan.
Well, I do smuggle monkeys.
These nuts.
The monkey nuts. And today's a special.
Hey!
Hey! And it's the pre-EGX ramble.
Hey!
Because this week, when this goes out, it's EGX week.
Hey!
Fuck yes.
We're invaded.
Am I drunk yet?
No, well, yes. Probably, yes.
Fucking A.
Is it a Monday morning? Yes.
That'll do.
So, yeah, so this week is EGX week. Me, Ben, and Sarah are... Well, Sarah's going down. She's like the vanguard. She's going down a day before us just to scout everything out, make sure everything's as it should.
One London, they're coming!
me and Ben are going to be down there Thursday with Jamie, who's coming up from the northeast, west, south. And yeah, so it's EGX week, and so I thought we'd have a look and see what's going to be shown at EGX and what we're excited for, discuss what we're going to be do there, and all that kind of good stuff.
Fuck all, EGX cancelled due to bears.
Yeah, cancelled due to us, probably. Yeah. So I'm having a look right now at what's sort of confirmed, and at this stage, it's pretty much there's not a lot else going to be added. I wouldn't imagine. I think this is pretty much how it's going to be. There's some interesting games that are going to be shown. Some that I wouldn't expect to have been shown for various reasons,
and some that really shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, such as Destiny. Because well, I mean, who wants to really play that again? Let's be honest.
But before Jamie has an aneurysm, I was thinking more The Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah,
how long has that been out for?
The Last of Us has been out for a year and a half, nearly.
Yeah, exactly. And then The Last of Us Remastered has been out for about 2 or 3 months already.
Yeah, you need to look at it like this, right? Sony is Will Smith. The Last of Us is Jaden Smith.
And keep pushing it.
And they'll just keep throwing money at it to get as many people to like it as they can for as long as they can. I mean, it's like one of the only exclusives they've got, like that they keep pushing.
Well, so, you say that, but something there that Sarah is going to have to be dragged off, which is Bloodborne.
That's on the Xbox One.
All right, but Sony's showing it here.
Yeah, they've got Bloodborne. They've also got Drive Club. They've got The Order 1886 and Until Dawn as
they
well.
They do. All coming out next year.
Basically, everything's coming. There was something else was postponed to 2015. It was announced today that it's being postponed, and I can't for the life of me remember what it was.
WWE 2K15.
Yeah, like everything seems to be being pushed back.
I think I was pushed
to late November.
November.
Although it's still coming out for 360 and PS3 in October. It's only the next gen version which has been pushed back by all accounts.
Jamie, you sound really quiet. Are you? You built yourself a little pre-Eurogamer 4. You cocooning yourself.
I was out back loading a shotgun. I'm coming to visit Alan in his sleep.
So, but yeah, that's...
Fucking
hell.
Why is War Thunder there again? That's been there for like the past 3 Eurogamers.
Alan's bankrolling the entire thing.
War Thunder's been at Eurogamer as long as I've been going. Like,
I imagine it's because they recently released it on consoles. That's the only reason.
It was on PS4 last year.
Was it? Oh, okay. Maybe it's because they've released the Ground Forces thing recently. I don't know. I don't play it anymore because I just got too good for it. But anyway. So we're going to go through some of the main ones and see what everyone thinks. This is going to be, just so people are aware, this is going to be a special, so it's 6 hours long. So, you know,
to make up for being what all of 5 minutes short of an hour last episode.
So make sure you pull up a pew and get yourself comfy.
Yeah, instead of standing on a tightrope listening to the podcast like you normally do.
I mean, what else are you going to be doing? Playing Destiny?
It's usually a chair and a rope for me. So,
okay, so Alien Isolation is going to be there. Now, I, for one, pretty excited to get my hands on that. I'm a sucker for the Alien like franchise as a whole.
Yeah, Colonial Marines went really well, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. Like, it's had a rocky time, but I just judging on what I've seen, what I've read, and what people have said who have actually played some of the like beta builds of things, it's actually a really, really good take, and it's a nice fresh take on the franchise. I really like the way that there's only one alien in the entire game. And how, like, a lot of people have said that.
Spoilers.
That's you know, I mean, that's not a spoiler. But yeah, so like, you know, a lot of the sort of atmosphere, tension, and scares in the game are kind of, you sort of imagination runs wild with you and creates itself, and there's not actually anything there to be worried about. I just really like the whole idea of it. I think it's going to be.
But Colonial Marines was like that in beta, and then look how that happened.
I know, but I'm trying really, really hard not to be jaded.
They're going
to
be like, we thought that one alien was a good idea, but what's better than one alien? 400 aliens.
I mean, my worry with Alien Isolation, unfortunately, isn't going to be proven whether it's a real worry or not at Eurogamer, because I just don't know. Like you say, like, it's only one alien.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't know how they're going to string it out into a long enough game.
Yeah.
From because it's all set on one spaceship as well, isn't it?
Believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really, really not sure whether they're going to be able to keep up that level of tension and actually make it into a good game that's going to be longer than about 3 hours, maybe.
Fucking yeah. Speedrunner.
I don't know, man. I think if the game, if the core game itself's really good and it is really atmospheric, I would be happy with 6 hours playtime. Like, that's how long it takes me normally to complete, like, a COD game. Yeah, so, I guess...
Yeah, but there's no multiplayer with Isolation, is there?
No, but who fucking plays COD multiplayer? Only
plays COD multiplayer?
Only self-important Bellises play COD multiplayer. I guess what I'm saying is, like, if it's only, like, 5-6 hours long, but it's a really, really good 5-6 hours long... then I'd be happy with that than an average 15 hours.
I would love nothing more than a good Alien game. But
yeah.
You can't... Unfortunately, if it was a really good 5-6 hours, about 5% of people who played it would enjoy it, and the majority of the community would slate it because they're more about quantity over quality.
I don't care anymore. As long as I'm happy... It's my
no. It? It's not down to your opinion, Alan. You have to bow to the opinions of others. Welcome to the new world fucking order. I think it looks really good.
Yeah,
I really
Colonial Marines.
I really desperately want it to be good. Yeah. I love what they're doing with it, and I think it because I mean I won't play it because it's too scary. But and I mean
but you're playing PT next week, so.
Fuck off.
I'm bringing the PS4.
Not unless you want me to have a full-on nervous breakdown.
Yes, oh, that's totally what we want.
We'll load you up with gin and live stream. It'll be fucking hilarious. Jamie will wear a mask.
No, don't. All the bodily fluids will be ejected at once over the hotel room.
Whoa, easy.
Don't. I'm such... Like, when it comes to, like, games, I'm such a wuss. I really am. It's ridiculous.
Anyway,
I will have a nervous breakdown.
Alien Isolation. Let's go. Yay or nay, Jamie?
Yay.
Sarah.
I really want it to be a yay.
Ben.
Yay.
And me, definitely a yay. So we're all excited for Alien Isolation. That brings us on to Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Nay.
Yay. All the yay.
I'll be honest here. I haven't actually heard. Or
who's signing in and out of Skype?
Me, not... No?
Sarah?
No?
I keep hearing Skype noises. Is it just me? Have I gone fucking mental?
I think
the assassin's after me. The Ubisoft are fucking watchdog in my ass.
So I don't know. I mean, I haven't read or seen much about it. I know that it's something, you know, it's basically combining... Assassin's Creed 4 and Assassin's Creed 3, by the looks of things, set in like the 18th century North America, but there's loads of boats and yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do like the Assassin's Creed games. I have to say, they seem to be getting more and more drawn out and less about like I don't know. Assassin's Creed 4 just seemed to me to go on for fucking ever, and like I don't know, it just seemed to drag on when they could have wrapped everything up a lot quicker.
I've still yet to finish an Assassin's Creed game,
and it's and one thing I've noticed is the game the games have sort of gone on, like the actual assassin part is sort of getting lost. Like I remember the first couple of games where you would get a mission to assassinate someone and you literally could sit there and fucking plan out everything that you was going to do. And in this one, it's like, you don't have to... Like, in the last couple, you just sort of run in there and just fucking knob people.
Is that the rogue element in this new game?
Yeah, it's...
Assassin's Creed, sex offender.
Yeah, and it's so... And, like, the games are so easy with the way the combat works. You can... It's just... You don't have to try.
Yeah, that's what... They've been reworking the combat to make it a little bit more challenging and a little bit more...
The actual combat should be fluid. Really difficult to make you want to be more stealthy, you know, like an assassin.
I just... The thing with the Assassin's Creed series for me... I don't know if it's just because I'm not jaded enough to be involved in this entire community anymore. Because I still like games. So I'm not enough of a prick. To do this anymore, apparently, because I love the Assassin's Creed series because I get to run around as an assassin and stab shit in the neck with a blade that came out of my fucking wrist! Out of my wrist, Alan! You couldn't see it before because it was hidden up my sleeve, and then it went shing, and it came out of my wrist. That's fucking awesome. If I could have one of these in real life, well, I couldn't have one of those in real life. It'd be dangerous, but I really enjoy them, and I think the story. I think the stories are good. I think they're fun. They're great. You got all this. I mean, I loved Assassin's Creed 3.
It was like,
oh, hi, George Washington over here.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't my favorite. My favorite is still Brotherhood, I think.
I'd be much more interested in watching them as movies than playing them as games because, yeah. Like you said, like, I mean, Assassin's Creed 4 is the only one from the series that has genuinely grabbed me again, and that's only because pirates.
Yeah.
But it's just like, without kind of the stealth of it, I mean, that's one of the things I really liked about Dishonored was the fact that, you know, you had the option to go stealthy or to go, you know, full-blown maniac. Uh-huh. And as you said, Assassin's Creed doesn't really... You have those options, but you're like,
it used to be more about actually being an assassin.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of not.
Well, it's like the Hitman games. Even the Hitman games have kind of gone down the same route. It's like it used to be about trying to do it as stealthily as possible. Now it's like, fuck it, just blast your way out. Doesn't really matter.
As Sarah would say, boom, boom, bang, bang, boys and guns.
Pretty much. Like, yeah, I mean, Assassin's Creed 4 was the only one that I was a little bit interested in because of pirates, but
fuck yeah,
like I played maybe a couple of hours of it, but like Assassin's Creed games they never hold my attention. I've tried playing 1, 2 and then 4 and I just can't. I play them for an hour and then I'm like, I just can't bother going back to it.
So Assassin's Creed Rogue, yay or nay? Jamie,
nay.
Oh, all right, Sarah. Fucking nay. So nay from Sarah. Jamie,
apparently it doesn't matter.
But yay or nay?
Yay.
Ben?
Nay.
It's a yay from me, I think. I mean, I'll see what it's like. Check it out. Next up, Battlefield Cops and Robbers.
Give a monkey's go, Dad.
The fucking Division's coming out. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's... I think I'd be more excited if it seemed that they'd actually... Fuck, all right, easy. If they'd actually worked it a bit more, but it literally does look like a reskinned, fixed version of Battlefield 4. And I would have forgiven them had they not utterly fucking shafted me with Battlefield 4. Literally put their hand down my pants, had a little rummage, and just taken my dignity. So,
oh, fucking hell, there's a visual.
No mention of you not getting your China Rising pack, Alan.
I don't even, because this whole podcast will just be me threatening EA, so... yeah, they can bollocks as far as I'm concerned. I'm straight away automatically saying nay.
Nay.
Well, the thing is, I had fun with Battlefield 4, despite, and sometimes because of the massive fuck-ups. Because it was very entertaining to get into a game with one of your mates and be stood there and go, like, you see the sniper on top of the roof? I can't see anything. There are just colours.
I've stopped me balaclava on back to front.
Yeah. What sort of sight have you got on your gun? A brick, apparently. So that's good. So yeah, but so I still had a laugh with it, and I would be. It's the kind of title that at some point in about 5 years' time I'll wander into GameStation or Game or whatever the fuck they call it these days, and I'll blow the dust off of something in the corner, thinking that it's a small child that needs help, and it'll just be a pile of copies of Battlefield Hardline. And I'll go, 50p, will you take 25? And they'll say yes, and then I'll play it, and then it'll be a yay.
Okay, so that's that sorted then. Up next is a game...
I like how you didn't even need to ask my opinion on that one. It's so obvious
shooty.
What it's going to be.
Shooty, shooty, bang, bang.
Yeah, a game which appears to have been developed for Sarah and Ben. On the PS Vita is Big Fest.
I think I know what this one is.
It's basically Sim Festival.
What?
So what you have to, the synopsis is draw the crowds, break new music acts, and become the world's greatest promoter. Design, build, and manage the ultimate music festival from a small field with 20 guests slow clapping all the way up to mega shows. Keep the crowd happy and your bank balance healthy by giving up great music, the best feuds, the best food, and good facilities. Discover and promote real unsigned bands as you choose who performs at your festival and on your stage.
Just saying, but if you're renting a field and only 20 people turn up, you're kind of a shit promoter.
I like the fact as well, it says the best food and best facilities. These people have never been to a festival. It's a barely cooked sausage and a bucket to shit in.
You need to go to festivals in France. Like, I went to Hellfest this summer and the food was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, like, they had this big...
Ah, Mr. Sarah, you want these festival steals?
I had this, like, Moroccan sausage in... It was in, like, this... Children served in, like, this massive, like, bit of French baguette with this, like, garlic herby butter poured over it. And, oh, it was so good. You are fucking children, all of you.
I haven't said a fucking word.
No, I know you haven't. It's fucking Chuckles. Chuckles and his little sidekick.
Admittedly, I didn't say a word because I muted the mic from laughing, but that's not the point.
I was talking about a sausage.
It was Alan. When Alan started laughing, I couldn't help it.
Oh, he's the ringleader.
Oh, God. Should we start taking bets on how long it takes me before I snap and murder the three of you?
It's going to be EGX. We'll
make it a competition. We'll make it a giveaway.
For our body.
You could have it.
And I know when it's going to happen. It's going to be about 2 in the morning when it's nice and quiet, and then Sarah just hears...
I don't think we're going to make it that far because the first neckbeard I hear knocking Destiny at EGX, I'm setting fire to the place and walking out.
But anyway, back on topic, Big Fest. Yeah, so the idea is obviously it's like a sim. It was a sim game, but it's for music festivals. But interestingly, actual real bands can provide music that you can use, and like depending on. How many people are using stuff like that, there's potential there to get on Sony's record label. So it's quite interesting.
Sim games can either be really good or really shit. The concept of this sounds really good, but if the execution's bad, then it will be fucking abysmal.
It needs to
be more theme park and less Farmville.
Absolutely. Like, if it's done well, and Sony XDev have done some really good stuff like this year, I've got a good feeling about this. It's a yay from me.
Yay from me because the Vita needs more unique and good titles rather than just silly ports and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely yay from me because Vita.
Definitely yay for me because of the music, and I do enjoy a good sim game every now and again, and yeah, it'll be nice to play something on my Vita that isn't a Final Fantasy game that I've already played about 17 times on 17 different platforms.
Jamie?
A solid and resounding nay.
Why?
It's not Destiny.
I don't have a Vita, so okay. I try not to invest myself too heavily in games that I'm never going to play because I'll only end up disappointed. Like with No Man's Sky, every time I look at that, I just cry because I'm not going to be playing it. But
you
also,
can sell your Exponent Destiny and get a PS4 and No Man's Sky and have infinitely more fun.
Yeah, I could use my penis as a pogo stick and hop to Adelaide, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to buy you a PS4.
That will be the most kindly received doorstop I ever owned.
What I'll do is I'll buy you a PS4, but you're not allowed to ever play a Bungie title ever again.
No.
Ooh.
No. Immediate no. Wouldn't even have to think about it.
You could
gold plate my family and I wouldn't take that.
Bloodborne.
Definite yay.
I thought it might be. Something gave me that impression, Sarah.
It'll be good to play it as well, actually, just to see. Because, I mean, I've only sort of dipped my toe into Dark Souls. Unfortunately, I don't have the patience for it.
Uh-huh.
So I definitely want to give Bloodborne a try at EGX to see if it's something that I could see myself kind of spending more time with. I definitely think that now I've got a lot more time on my hands, I might go back to Dark Souls or possibly dip into Dark Souls 2. But, I mean, it's going to be a real shame because I think Bloodborne might end up being like Dark Souls for me in that I'm completely in love with, like, the world. I love the sort of really, really, really heavy gothic tone of Bloodborne, and I love the real sort of heavy horror element to it. So I'd love to be able to play it, but we shall see how I get on with it at EGX.
Well, it's a nay from me because I don't do well with stressful games.
Has Bloodborne got stairs?
Probably.
No.
Jamie?
Nay.
Nay. So, okay, so yeah, it's a nay from all three of us, but Pop and Sarah's
it looks slingy. It does look good, but I'm just not that... I just can't conjure up that much enthusiasm for it. I'm not that big on Dark Souls, to be honest.
No.
I know I'll probably get murdered at EGX for that. Okay. He is the one, the non-believer. And then,
oh, you've got bigger problems than that, mate. But anyway, Borderlands the pre-sequel.
No, hold on, what?
We'll get to that, Jamie. Borderlands the pre-sequel.
I love the Borderlands games. I just never get round to playing them. Like, I still have Borderlands 2 wrapped and sealed for Xbox 360, the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah.
Because I always want to play them with people. And you're too busy playing. And you're too busy playing fucking WoW.
Right, or CSGO. What format have you got
and
it on?
Jamie and I. Well, I've got it on Xbox 360 and PC.
Right, we'll play PC. When do you want to play it?
I don't know.
I'll book you in. When do you want to play it? We'll organise
know.
Right now.
We've got Left 4 Dead 2 scheduled first.
All right. I'll play it whenever you want.
All right.
Right. Done. Job done. But yeah, Borderlands pre-sequel. It's a nay from me. I loved Borderlands 1. I was excited for Borderlands 2 until it came out with 17,000 DLCs, which aren't all even included in the season pass, which is bullshit, by the way, and it was too similar to the first one. So, yeah.
Jamie, you're the resident Borderlands fan.
Yay. I think it looks really good. I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more of Handsome Jack's story. And the fact that I can play as Claptrap makes me practically wet myself.
Oh,
glee.
My God. Can you play as Claptrap?
You do play as Claptrap.
Massive fucking yay.
They'll probably
raging fucking robot hard on yay.
They'll probably damn announce right. It as DLC.
They will not. Look, yeah, there was quite a bit of DLC for it. I will admit,
It wasn't even the amount that I was angry with Borderlands 2. It was the fact that it wasn't all covered in the season pass.
But all of the main DLC was covered. All the DLC that was detailed within the season pass was, funnily enough, part of the season pass.
Yeah, but if you're paying,
and then afterwards they came up with a few little bits and pieces to say, oh, actually, do you know what? Borderlands has been out for 160 years.
Let's milk it some more.
You're probably getting a little bit sick of what you've already got. But look, here's a little bit more. Have a little bit more Borderlands.
Mm.
And if you wanted them, you could have them. And if you didn't, you didn't buy them. And it was all fine. And that, children, is the story of Borderlands.
Sarah?
I might give it a shot at Eurogamer. Again, it's one of those games which I kind of think looks quite fun. But I've never had people to play it with, so I've never really bothered with it.
It's so much better when you've got people to play.
No, really.
Yeah.
It's a completely different game.
Yeah, it's never anything which I'd even ever consider playing on my own. But, yeah, I'd sit down and play it with people. It looks really fun. Like, I really like the humour of it. And I really like the sort of cel-shaded. And I remember when the first one came out and everyone was getting really excited about, like, all the, like, million different guns and stuff in it. Like, And I love the humour as well. I think it's really, really funny. But, yeah, just never had people to play it with.
I have to say, the weapon system in Borderlands is fantastic. It is my favourite. I wish more games would do it.
Mm.
I wish more games would have a variety of weaponry with different statistics that you could maybe upgrade. And oh, like Destiny! But no, I do. I wish that more games would implement it where it fits, because it is a really good system.
Next one will be pretty quick. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Fuck off.
No. Yay. It's one of those games which I mean, Advanced Warfare is the first Call of Duty game I've been slightly intrigued by since Call of Duty 4, maybe. I kind of think it looks pretty cool, but you just know that the queue for it is going to be fucking ridiculous, so you're never going to have a chance to play it. So...
That's the best thing about
the Expo Diva.
Alan and I might just turn up and just do exactly the same thing we do every year, which is go on to Call of Duty with our Battlefield skills, school everybody who's been playing Call of Duty since they, well, the new ones came out, and then just walk off feeling rather smug about ourselves.
Yeah. What, because you beat a load of children at a children's game?
Fuck yeah.
Look, it's 18 only. Sorry, sir. Opinions of
like that makes any difference to all the kids actually.
The Call of Duty community is one of the finest and upstanding in the world, and I won't have a bad thing. I can't even keep a straight face.
Bunch of wankers, to be honest.
The best thing about Call of Duty being at EGX is that it keeps the riffraff off the real games.
Fuck yes.
But yeah, so it's a nay from all of us. Crimes and Punishment, Sherlock Holmes. Not
has it got creepy Watson?
I don't know.
If it's got creepy Watson, then yes.
I think it does have Creepy Watson. Yes, it does have Creepy Watson.
Creepy Watson, yes, then. Deep Silver, isn't it, doing this one?
Yep.
Yeah, they should be quite good.
Nah.
I've yet to play any of the previous Sherlock Holmes titles, but a friend of mine's played all of them and is really impressed by them. He said the puzzle mechanics of that are really good fun.
Yeah, the one on the Xbox 360, I think it was Sherlock Holmes versus Jack the Ripper or something.
Yes.
It was actually really fucking complex. It was pretty intense.
Well, in light of recent events, it's basically Sherlock Holmes and the illegal immigrant.
Never really been into it. Like, everyone keeps telling me to watch Sherlock
Elementary.
And no,
fuck Elementary.
Oh, fuck off. Look.
I just can't be bothered with Sherlock Holmes. It's so boring.
The BBC one is really boring because they don't have enough time to develop the plot or characters. And Elementary does. And the juxtaposition of
my God.
The female Watson with the male Sherlock Holmes is wonderful to behold. And it's got Natalie Dormer in it. So,
oh, my God. That's the only reason you like it, is because it's got Natalie Dormer.
No, it's because it's really good and it doesn't have Benedict Cumberbatch or whatever his name is.
You only like it because it's so fucking high. It's basically CSI Sherlock.
Yeah, have you watched it?
Yes, it's fucking
How many episodes?
Two.
Right, well, fuck off then.
Why? Anyway. I give everything two episodes. Is what most shows give me.
Is somebody trashing something you love?
Anyway, Dead Island 2, not bothered.
Nah.
No.
I am.
I think if in tone it sticks with that original E3 trailer, I could be interested because I thought that trailer was hilarious and also really, really, really cleverly done.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because Dead Island's got a good history of fucking keeping to the trailers, haven't they?
Exactly. I'm just really jaded after Riptide.
Fuck yes. It's just, even with what's his fucking name? Your pal on Riptide.
Huh?
Your Russian mate on Riptide.
Oh, what was his name? Gerbler or something like that. Droller.
Yeah, that's it.
Groller, I miss you, Groller. Peace out. I'll play Dead Island 2 with you.
See, I haven't played Riptide yet.
Have you played Dead Island 1?
Yeah.
You've played Riptide, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's what I heard, see, but that's why I'm not completely jaded by the series. Because Riptide didn't, I haven't played it, so it hasn't come along and gone, oh, look, more of the same. So the first one I actually quite liked, but again, because I was playing it four player with a bunch of mates, and it's really good fun to play it like that.
Look at you, fucking showing up because you've got mates.
Hey, I enjoyed...
Some people pick up consoles that their friends have got so that they can enjoy some games with them.
Some people
Other
have
people
all the consoles.
Go out and wank a load of money on a PS4.
Jamie, some people don't take favoritism and just have all the consoles.
Some people don't have your fucking diamond wallet.
I've even ordered a Wii U so I can play with Sarah if she gets one.
Oh my God.
You haven't bought a Wii U.
Yes, I have.
Oh, where's my Wii U?
I don't know. Where is your Wii U?
You're the worst dad ever. Like, you're like a fucking weekend dad and you schedule us all in to play games on our own little thing. But you won't help any of us out, will you? Shit, you're a fucking dad.
So yeah, Deadline 2, it's a thing. Jamie will play it, though. Next up, Destiny.
I'm going to play it. Like, I've seen loads of gameplay. I'm genuinely craving it at the moment.
There's going to be actually one of our videos that we put out over EGX. Will be me and Jamie playing Destiny together.
I do want to play it as well. Like, if it, Jamie, does
oh,
it?
Oh,
Jamie,
look at that! Jamie,
does it play? Does it feel like Halo?
Yes.
When you play it.
No.
Yes.
Yes and no. No.
You've got the stupid moon jump.
You haven't got the stupid moon jump. You've got a perfectly reasonable jump. You also have double jump abilities, which give you a greatly enhanced jump because you've got fucking buckets coming out of your ass. You're going to jump a bit fucking higher.
From what I've seen, the main problem with Destiny is that there's just not a huge amount of content right now. But I think
there
I could definitely.
There's so much in that game. And I guarantee you, everyone who has told you there is... No, right, honestly, I cannot stress enough how much this is starting to piss me off. If people don't like the game, that's fine. I have no issue with that. But most of the people who are telling me it's shit have either not played it, so can fuck off and jump into a volcano, right? Or have played it for about 4 hours.
Or said, option Delta...
Delta.
We're just really enjoying trolling you, Jamie, because we love you lots, but it's really funny when you go mental.
Alan, I know why you're doing it, mate, but it's the rest of the fucking internet that I take issue with.
What, the whole internet? Oh, fucking easy, Tiger.
No, most of it come at me, internet.
One community at a time, Jamie. Servers can't handle it.
Bring it on into webs, I've got more guns than you. But the point... No, right. The point is, Destiny... There's loads in there. There is loads. You've got a whole series of planets, all of which are quite large, as planets have a tendency to be, right? Within each planet, there are various areas. I've just started exploring Mars. I've found fuckloads going on in there. There is a whole raft of story missions. It's not the longest story in the world, I grant you, and I can see why people are saying the story is a little bit vague. I accept that too. Although part of it is because they've tried to keep some mystery to the story. You can see that's what they've tried to do.
And they've tried to keep, obviously, some of it back for the £20 DLC packs that they're releasing.
It's an MMO, man.
They're expansion packs for MMOs. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm happy about spending that amount of money, but it's good enough that I'm going to spend it.
I suppose as well, at least with Destiny, like, you're not paying an expansion. You're not paying a subscription fee. Yeah. So you can kind of think of it as that any money that you're paying, that you're not paying on subscriptions, mm-hmm. you can put towards paying for DLC packs. Mm-hmm. And it probably works out cheaper than, like, World of Warcraft or something.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Probably.
I will say, though...
Heroin worked out cheaper than World of Warcraft.
Their season pass is bullshit. I'll happily
oh, that. You, don't you save like a fiver or something?
You save a fiver. Now, to be quite honest, it'd be better for me personally, and most of my mates who are playing it have said this, they would rather spend £20 on the first one when it comes out, and then further down the line, spend £20 on it and spread it out, rather than spend £35 at once and yeah. wait for it. It'll work out easier, because for some people it will, and you can juggle your money better that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the season pass adds anything. It's not one of these ones that says, you know, if you buy the season pass, you also get these skins or this level or any of that shit. It's
anyway, moving on, because I'm looking at the time. Go, Destiny. So yay from
Read
Jamie.
Jamie's review for Destiny, or reviews rather, are in yeah. the show notes. So check it out.
So, Sarah, yay and nay?
Yeah, I'll play it.
Jamie? Ben?
Yeah.
I'll play it. I'm going to play it with Jamie. Right. Drive Club.
Snore.
No.
Yawn.
Dying Light.
Fuck yes. Oh my yes. God.
Can't
fuck
wait
yes.
to get on that again.
Oh my God. Yeah, last year when it was there. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It is so unbelievably good.
Was it said at the time? It's what Dead Island should have been.
Yeah, it's yeah. like Dead Island meets Mirror's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fucking brilliant. It's so good. I'm hoping in the space of a year they haven't completely fucked it up.
Yeah.
And I hope they haven't put the... Was it because it was a time demo last time, was it? It was like 15 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
It just wasn't enough. You literally could only just kind of scratch the surface of everything that you can do. But it is so good. It is so unbelievably good.
I'm just on their website. Is it basically just DayZ, but a better DayZ?
Yeah. It's hard to explain it. Think of it more of a really good, more in-depth Dead Island is probably yeah. the best
okay.
way to think of it.
It's a lot more fluid. Yeah. It's a lot more fat. Well, I mean, the good thing was, because it was absolutely one of my highlights of last year,
mm-hmm.
and what we found when we were playing it was that we each ended up in different areas doing different things in the mm-hmm. 10 minutes we had.
Yeah.
There was so much going on there, which is, it's, you know, God forbid it ever happens, but let's face it, it's coming one day. When the zombie apocalypse hits, there will be a lot of shit going down.
My favourite bit was, say, I ended up on, like, a massive, like, freeway. And there were just these two masked, like, bandits up on there. And I basically had two options. I could either leg it or I could take the sensible option, which was to throw throwing knives at them. And it was just so much fun. It's just so much fun.
Sarah?
I can't wait for it.
Yeah, you guys have sold me. I'll play it.
Cool. So yay from all of us, I think, then.
Definitely.
Yay.
Next up, The Reckoning, otherwise known as Elite Dangerous. Jamie?
Do you know what?
We're sending you in there, mate, with a big sign saying, I'm Jamie, come at me.
This is what you meant by I have bigger problems.
Yeah.
Just on the off chance, let's face it, none of them are listening to this because they hate us so much. Me particularly, I believe. So... But just on the off chance that someone's listening to this and knows an Elite Dangerous fan, I've been looking at the game, and I've actually been, you know, like having a little look, because I admit I went into our last foray without that much research.
And you still think it's shit.
But no, this is the thing, is that it was never
about the game.
We never said the game was shit. The game genuinely looks good. It's just the pre-ordery, wanky alpha beta pricing model, which was shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, having looked at it, it is something I would try. I wouldn't say I was excited for it, but then I'm not part of that whole community, and it's not a series.
Basically, a bit like anal sex, then.
I would.
Or don't.
Well, I'm always excited for anal sex, Alan, as well, you know. No, I can't believe I just said that. I genuinely don't know why that came out of my mouth. Oh, fucking hell. My train of thought's been derailed a thousand times.
Moving on, Sarah.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Meh.
Ben?
Yeah, no, I generally want to give it a go. I don't think it's a game that I would play a lot just because it seems like it's a really... It's one of those games that you need to be fully invested in.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore. And I can't have that commitment to a game like that.
I'm happy to give it a go, but I don't think it's going to be for me, to be honest.
Mm. That's what I was trying to say before I got derailed by all the anal. It seems like quite an insular community and a hard series to break into if you've not been there from the beginning.
A bit like Eve.
Yeah. So it's not a reflection on the game, but I can't. I'll give it a shot.
Escape Dead Island.
What the fuck is that? Is that the MOBA?
That's the MOBA. Yeah, I think that's the terrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
I've been playing
terrible.
It's terrible. I've played it like in its alpha and beta, and it's just this. It's got a really toxic community already.
Wait, you mean the game that gave away a dismembered female torso with ridiculous boobs has a toxic community?
It's funny really? That, isn't it?
Oh, I knew someone was going to reference that.
Links in the show notes. Carry on.
So no from me.
No.
No.
Jamie?
I was tempted as I am to say yes, just to be contrary. No.
Next up, Evolve.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Moving on, job done. Fucking hell.
So yes from me, but I still hold my original concerns.
No, the balancing is really good. Like I spoke to Arthur Tolmie, who's played it quite a bit, and he said the balancing is really good.
I don't know if we can trust someone who's in bed with mad cats, mate.
the thing is, though, like if Evolve launches and the balancing is off, like. Yeah. That will be sorted out within like a couple of weeks.
I think it's going to be one of those games.
It's a game that they can constantly tinker with to sort out the balancing.
I definitely think it's going to be one of those games that's good to play, but excellent with friends.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Why would you ever play that on your own? Exactly. It's like Left 4 Dead. You kind of have to play it
on your own sometimes if you're playing as the monster, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's like Alien vs. I mean, it's just basically Alien vs. It's basically Alien Isolation, Alan.
Yeah. So yeah, yay for me, yay for everyone else. Fable Legends.
Yeah.
Is this the weird multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give it a shot. I love the Fable series, bar Fable 3, which was just piss awful. But it is, Jamie. It's so fucking ridiculous. It's so... just the economy's broken. I can't get into
it. Fable 3 was fine.
No, fuck
right
off.
Right until, and I no spoilers for the six of you out there who live under a rock and haven't played it.
Oh, fuck off, it came out ages ago.
That is a good thing about the game.
Fable 3.
Me and you, fucking Jamie. Me and you in the fucking warehouse.
Oh, dear God, that is the most fucking horrible thing I've ever heard.
What's wrong with my Fable?
Your final, the boss battle in Fable 3 is the worst boss fight I have ever been involved in.
It's just not good.
Pointless and dull.
Fable, I'm going to give Fable Legends a shot. I'm still not bought on the whole idea of a multiplayer party up system. I don't think every fucking game... You know us. We fucking love co-op games. Local co-op games. The more of them, the better. But not every game needs a multiplayer mode. It doesn't. It just feels like at this stage, without actually having played it. So, of course, I'm going to form an opinion and stand by it vehemently because it's the fucking internet. I'm not sold on it. But for all I know, I could play it. It could work really well. But Fable for me has always been a really great solo RPG experience, and I don't like that they're taking that away. I wonder if Alan and I can get married and adopt a kid again.
Yeah. Anyway, let's speed this up a bit. Far Cry 4, yay or nay?
Yes, very much yes. Love Far Cry 3.
Sarah?
It's the kind of game that I'd play at EGX, enjoy the 15 minutes on it, and then never buy it.
Okay.
All right, that's that sword. Forza 2. Forza Horizon 2.
No, bollocks. Bollocks.
Halo Master Chief Collection.
No, fuck
yeah, all the year. The biggest, the best fucking game of the year. Fuck off. Everything else, null and void.
Isn't it just remastered original Halos?
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's the reason I buy an Xbox One, so they've done something right.
After you ranting podcast after podcast about Sony shilling remastered.
No, because this is right. Let me
a bit different.
Let me just explain why I think this is a good thing. One, it's not a game that's been out for a year that they're remastering. True. Okay. So these are games that have been out for a while. Two, it's three games in one, like bundled together. Four games in one bundled together, which is great.
Has it got Halo Wars?
No.
That was good.
Two out of ten.
And the way that they've like integrated the multiplayer from all the games is just fantastic. This isn't a remaster. This is like a revisit, a collection, and that's the difference between that and fucking The Last of Us.
Like they did with Abe, New and Tasty.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a game
that needs it.
And also as well, as I think with the Master Chief Collection, is Halo 2 is widely regarded as like one of the best FPS multiplayer experiences of all time.
It got me to console FPS online.
Getting the chance to essentially play that in the current generation is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, but at the risk of Jamie battering me...
No, I've got him back on this one. I'm sorry, me and Jamie tag team.
I get the idea of remasters, and the core benefit of them, I think, is obviously to reintroduce an old game to a new generation.
Uh-huh.
But with Halo, there's new Halos coming out, and they don't differ that much. It's not like... I don't feel like that it's such a step away from where it is now that you couldn't pick up a new Halo title and be like, oh, this is like... I never would have discovered this, or I didn't know how...
I completely disagree.
I do as well. I don't think the Master Chief Collection is... It's not for a new generation of gamers.
No,
it's
no.
for the people who played the original ones and want to play that again on their current consoles.
Don't forget,
but those people play the originals.
Yeah, but they want to play it again.
Yeah, this is skipping a generation. These are like games like Halo and Halo 2 from the original Xbox that, you know, like, just look at the fan base that Halo 2 Online had. The very fact that people when they knew they were going to shut the servers off as soon as someone disconnected, someone actually stayed online for like days and days and days just to be the last person connected.
I went.
Like, This isn't about like, oh, it's updated. It's not about like updating graphics. It's not about adding a few little things. It's about having the core experience of one of the most iconic video game characters for, you know, the new generation, like with the Xbox and the Xbox 360 and stuff, having all that bundled together and being able to play it in a way that it's never been able to be played before. The very fact that you can play, you know, you can play like a level from Halo and then jump straight into a level from Halo 3, and it's how a remaster or rebundle should be done, by taking what the experience was about and just making it infinitely better, infinitely more slicker, and giving it to people that haven't had that experience before. There's a lot.
I'm gonna absolutely piss myself if they totally fuck it up.
I mean, there's a lot of people who never played like Halo or Halo 2 on the original Xbox. Like these are old games, this is how you do it. Sleeping Dogs, The Last of Us, that's not how you do it.
Yeah, but for those people who haven't played the original Halos, I don't think, again, we're looking primarily at a younger generation who weren't around for the original. Oh God, it feels so weird saying weren't around for the original Xbox. But I don't get the feeling that they're going to pick up the Master Chief Collection and then go, oh my God, this is going to be so much better than Halo 5.
It's not about it being better than Halo 5. It's about
That's what's going to keep the community in there. Like the community that's going to stay with it. I mean, honestly, Jamie, this is you. You fucking play every single Halo game. Comes out. Master Chief Collection will come out. You will undoubtedly play it to death. But yeah, the minute Halo 5 comes out, are you still honestly going to keep going back to the Master Chief Collection?
For Halo 2 online, yeah.
On a regular doubt.
Without a shadow. Unless, the thing is, I have been yearning for the Halo 2 experience, because with the Halo 2 multiplayer was, and the same as that, it's what launched me into console FPS and into online multiplayer on a grand scale. I mean, I used to do stuff like Half-Life and stuff on the PC, but nothing got me into it like Halo did. It completely blew my mind, and it's probably been noted up to now that I'm a bit of a fan of the series. So when Halo 3 came out, I loved it, and I loved the multiplayer, but it never quite pushed my buttons the way Halo 2 did. And then, I mean, Halo 4 multiplayer is good. I love it. It's great fun to play, but again, it's not everything I wanted. Halo 2 was the multiplayer game that and remains the benchmark that I measure other multiplayer FPS titles against.
So wrap it up.
Go back and play that again,
because we're on a time limit. So let's wrap it up. Halo Master Chief Collection. Jamie.
Yay.
Ben.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yes.
And a yes from me. I'm going to skip through some of these because they're kind of pointless. Because they're already out, like Infamous Last Light and stuff like that. So, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix.
Yes. Well. Yes, but not for EGX, because I think I put about 300 hours into Kingdom Hearts 2, so that's definitely not a game I need to go and have a look at again anytime soon, but it is a game that I'll be buying at launch.
Interestingly, it's only for the PS3. I would have thought they'd try and do something with the PS4 for that, but strange.
No, it was the same, like the Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD remix, that was only ever PS3, yeah. So yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So it's a no from me, but only because I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game. So I don't have any.
I've played them. I enjoy them, but I don't think I could sit down with it now and enjoy it the same way I did when I first played them.
I think they're very much like Marmite games.
Yeah,
I think
I've got like Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Collector's Edition still in its wrapper.
I never got the collector's edition. I had to get the standard one.
Would you like it?
Is that right?
That's fine.
Oh, thank you.
It's a tearful no from me because I can't have it. And I want it quite badly.
You're still talking about...
still talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, I'm still talking about anal sex. We're getting short on time, so I'm just going to pick one or two more out that look quite interesting. Sunset Overdrive.
I want to play this so much. Just it just looks like a hell of a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And it's got colour.
It's got colour.
It's got colour, mate. Yeah.
No more must we play black and white games.
It just, if a lot of it, I'm pretty sure I've said this before, a lot of it reminds me of Monday Night Combat, which I bought for full price at Ian's recommendation, and I'll never fucking forgive him for it because it's piss poor awful. But it looks like a hell of a lot of fun, and that's what you want from a game, really.
That's true. That's very true. Sarah?
I laughed at the E3 announcement trailer, but it just looks like one of those games. It's like, interesting concept, but I know it wouldn't hold my attention for very long at all.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. The Order 1886. Yeah.
Hells to the yeah.
Looks fucking amazing.
Eh. Only because it's on fucking PS.
That's one of the issues, and therefore I haven't looked into it too much, so I can't say a lot.
It looks really interesting.
It does look really cool, but again, I mean, I can't have it.
God,
why?
I'm worried it's going to end up like The Last of Us, in that it looks like a really interesting concept, like the story and the world and like the design, the whole sort of steampunk Victorian-y sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just worried that the gameplay is just going to be a really bog-standard, generic third-person shooter. Sort of plays like Resident Evil 4, plays like The Last of Us, plays like Uncharted. And
there is that risk.
That has me worried.
It's a yay from me, anyway.
I'll play it. I'll see what it's like.
I'm sure they're very happy, Sarah.
In Until Dawn.
Yes.
Until Dawn.
I'm really interested in this.
I've heard you guys talking about it, but I've not really read much into it.
So it's kind of like sort of a teen American slasher movie. Basically, these kids go up to cabin in the woods.
Alan sent me a link to the other day, and I thought it was Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah,
They go up to like a cabin in the woods in the winter. Someone starts picking them off and starts like killing them all. But the interesting thing about it is they're calling it, like the devs are calling it, the butterfly effect.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
There is literally like thousands of different ways the story can carry on. And at any point, one of the characters dies, the game will build itself around that and it will just carry on. And the game will change depending who dies. So it'll be different every single time you play through it.
It sounds like Alan Wake is Back to the Future.
Did you say you thought it was Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah, I said is that because on the banner image it looked like Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, no, it is.
The graphics are really good. Like it sounds really interesting. But again, like when I first saw it, Alan Wake immediately sprung to mind. And then the second thing was Heavy Rain. And I hope it's not Heavy Rain.
That's my worry, because Heavy Rain was dull as fuck.
Yeah.
The thing that's interesting to me with it as well is it's running on the Killzone engine, and the Killzone engine is fucking beautiful.
Oh, it looks
full of
stunning.
Fucking lens flare then, is it?
Huh?
It's full of lens flare, is it? Is it the J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, it totally is, yeah. And then there's some other like indie games that we might have a play on. I'm sure Ben's going to play Schrodinger's Cat.
I'm going to play the shit out of Schrodinger's Cat and War for the Overworld. And oh god, what else is there? There's some other really good bits and pieces there. Gang Beasts. We have to play Gang Beasts.
Yes.
LA Cops is there as well.
Kitty Powers Matchmaker.
I've heard really, really good things about that. I think it's like a drag queen matchmaking game. That sounds really fun.
That's fucking amazing. Sarah, that's where we're going.
Sarah's
going to play Monstrum as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really scary. He'll fuck you up.
The title Fearless Fantasy has me interested as well. I know nothing about the game, but the name has me intrigued. So I'll have a look at that.
I want to play The Escapist as well. Team 17's there. But yeah, those are kind of like my initial picks from the indie bundle. They've got a really good collection of indie games on this year.
Why is Prison Architect there again?
It's in alpha forever. I might actually get around to having...
The Room 3's there. No one told me that.
Yeah.
What? Oh man, that's that. The room 3 being there has like just justified my cost of just going to the whole fucking thing. I am so excited to play that. I love the room and the room 2.
Awesome.
I am looking forward to seeing. I hear that Thomas Was Alone Pacemaker Edition is being announced. You can actually play it on internal organ, you know, internal defibrillators. And I hear that. I hear they're also bringing it to the microwave.
Oh, Jamie, put your claws away.
You can get Tamagotchis. No. Have little, Thomas was a Tamagotchi, and then he's got Tamagotchis.
But yeah, so that's what we're excited to play out there. We'll also be doing other stuff while we're there, so please, please do come find us. Look out on our Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. The days leading up to event where we'll be listing sort of, you know, what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be playing, and we're going to have some giveaways and stuff there as well. Probably digital nonsense in the physical form, which is kind of like a juxtaposition. We might invite a few special guests to come and watch us do a podcast live, which will be an experience.
I'm going to be so drunk.
Poor tortured souls.
We'll also be, obviously due to us having a rest this year and putting Stegex on hiatus. Yeah, that word. We'll be at the EGX party on the Saturday, which is sold out now, but we will be there.
Welcome, Eurogamer.
With our Stegex t-shirts.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, pictures have started coming in of people wearing their Stegex t-shirts. I'm glad they arrived in time. It's so absolutely awesome seeing all these pictures come in. So if you have received one before this has gone live and you haven't sent us a picture, please do, because it's awesome. Mine haven't even turned up yet, which is just ridiculous.
No, neither's mine.
So
mine's turned up and it's fucking massive, because apparently ladies relaxed fit means no fit at all, and a medium's going to be fucking gigantic and look like a sack. So
mine has also turned up and is massive because I am a giant man.
Jamie's is a crop top.
Amazing.
It wasn't meant to be,
though. So we'll be there. We'll also be basically, if you want to find us, you want to say hi to us, look for a bar that has many flashing lights outside, normally blue. and we'll be there. But
this
that's
is the sound of "I fucking made you." Fucking baller, man.
Yes, Christelle for all.
Oh God.
But yeah, so that's all for this episode, and that's what we think about the games there, and that's what we're going to be doing there, and we'll see you at EGX. So goodbye from me, goodbye from the guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And yeah.
That's the weakest fucking sign-off we've ever done.
Sayonara, suckers.
Be safe, be careful, respect your mother, and listen to your dad.
Peace. Eat your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.
Yeah, and also, before we go, you may have heard last week we called out a few of the inferior podcasts that have been riding on our coattails.
And
TPS UK looks like the first one to show a bit of backbone and step up to the plate.
Oh, world star!
So, I'll say this to you now. See you at Eurogamer. And we'll discuss what we're going to do in the podcast. So, so bye.